evening, I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Shall we begin the show with the latest numbers on the COVID-19 outbreak in Malaysia? So we recorded 131 new confirmed cases as of noon today, bringing the total number of cases to 3,793. But on the bright side, today also saw the highest number of recoveries, 236 COVID-19 patients recovered and discharged. Now, in other related news, Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin today announced an additional 10 billion ringgit stimulus package for SMEs. And this included increasing the wage subsidies, a special grant for micro-entrepreneurs and tax relief for private landlords who slash rental for commercial tenants. What do you think about this, Sharad?
Well, you know, again, it seems one of those things that, you know, governments are learning all over the world how to cope with this particular pandemic, both on the medical side, but also in terms of its economic impact. So here you have a kind of supplement to that much, you know, lauded 250 billion ringgit package. That because included the 20 billion that Dr. Mahathir announced when he was interim prime minister. So yes, a supplementary one, 10 billion, but very targeted in this instance. So
to SMEs, yes.
And I think that's the show tonight.
Exactly.
In fact, isn't it, Melissa? We need to understand a little more in a granular sense what this particular targeted supplementary package is all about.
Yes, that's definitely what we want to kind of uncover tonight. Will these measures be enough to ensure that SMEs have enough resources to ride out the pandemic and in the ensuing recession? Now, joining us on the line, we have Dato' Michael Kang, President of the SME Association of Malaysia. Good evening, Dato' Michael. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, some SMEs and micro-entrepreneurs had initially claimed they were left out of the first Prihatin package. Now, do you think that these additional measures are going to be enough to keep most SMEs afloat in the coming months?
I think whatever package which the government provided, definitely this is not enough, you know. But the, at least something the government really heard our voice. I think we are really appreciate the government come out the similar package for SME. This is an additional package, you know. I think this is really helpful and a lot of SME will benefit from here.
Okay, so you said it's not enough. Where exactly does it fall short?
Okay, not enough. I think we are looking at, you see, the government only focused on 3 months. We doesn't know a lot of SME still struggling, you know, a lot of, we are talking about, this is no income totally, a lot of this, because of MCO, the lockdown, they are not allowed to do their business, you know, whatever business, only essential services allowed to do. This is why during this budget, we also asked for the government should allow the SME to do some business if they are doing online. So should not online business should not only limited to essential services. You know, it's online should be open to any business which SME have, so the SME can, you know, generate some cash for their internal, at least to pay off the staff salary or statutory payment or rental.
Michael, could you tell us a little bit about the process of lobbying government? How exactly did the small and medium-sized enterprises and its associations put pressure on government to actually reconsider its initial package that they seemed very happy with when they announced it?
Okay, you see, what we are talking about, you see, we are using Safe SME, Safe Job, Safe Malaysia. So if you don't save SME, if SME, everyone, most of the SME, they are short of cash, because we have survey done during the very last minute, within 24 hours, we got the result that 33% of SME, the cash on hand, can only last until March. You know, 37.8%, the cash lasts until April. This is why we should prove it to the government that, you know, SME are really struggling for the cash. There is totally no sales because of CMO. So a lot of SME facing difficulties. If they can't cross this crisis, they will going to a lot of stuff going to be laid off. If they're laid off, that means they're facing a huge trouble, you know, easily 3 to 4 million of people going to lay off if government did not come in to assist on the cash flow and also the similar package for the SME.
Okay. All right. I want to come kind of look at the details of this package, this Prihatin Plus package. Now, I'm looking at the tiered wage subsidies, Michael. The way I understand it is that the larger the company, the more employees it has, the bigger the wage subsidy. Could you help me understand why this is the case?
It's not, because the bigger they are, I think the smaller they are giving higher wage subsidy. They are 1 to 75 staff, you know, the government gives 1,002 subsidy per employee. But those who 75 to 200, government gives 800 per head, you know, per
yes.
employee, the subsidy.
Those are
above.
Thank you for correcting me. But my question is, thank you for correcting me. That's correct. That means the bigger the company, the smaller the wage subsidy. But I want to understand why this is the case, in the fact that why is it that the size of the company matters in the size of the subsidy?
I'm not sure how the government they did the calculation, but what we propose is across the board, you know, we hope that the government can subsidize everyone, every employee which employ locally, you know, local staff, they enjoy 1,002 subsidy. I think the end they come out, you know, this is a formula also, because originally the 600 ringgit, they only subsidy for those employee, not more than 100 company, but this round they extended to 200 and above. But SME definition is 200 and below. So we hope that, you know, all the SME, not only SME, I think we should cover every single aspect, because most of the employments, I think, are so affected. Not only small company or micro, but also big company. They are also facing financial issue. You know, during this lockdown, they so can't do their business.
Michael, what percentage of SMEs employ foreign workers? I understand that this wage subsidy does not cover foreign workers. How does this affect companies that do have a significant number of foreign workers?
I think the SME engage the legal foreign worker, I think not many. I think the percentage is, I think, not very high. I think it's about 50%. I think the majority of them are illegal workers. I think quite a number of illegal workers, but those illegal workers is based on the job, you know, daily job, their payment, or they did not have any contract. So when totally shut down, I think those illegal workers, SME, did not need to pay them. They only focus on those legal workers. Their company have to pay them. And this is what the government, we also asked government to look into the levy. That is why government give a 25% discount on the levy.
Okay. Well, you know, just coming back very quickly to the tiered wage subsidy, Michael, would it have been better to have one set amount across all SMEs as opposed to this tiered structure?
Yeah, this is what we are proposing. You know, one set, but we hope that the government can subsidize 1,002 across the board, every single SME, except micro, because micro consists of higher numbers. So that micro, there's five staff and below, because they consist of 700,000 SME on the micro side. That's why we ask government to subsidize on the lump sum, you know, wages together plus the rental plus the fixed expenditure. So all this at lump sum together, there's a government giving 3,000 ringgit subsidy for those micro. So at least micro is different with the small and medium.
Michael, there's another interesting element in the proposal that was announced today, which was that the government was encouraging employers and workers on the question of either wage cuts or unpaid leave. Now, when the MCO was first announced, the government said that employers could not cut wages. Is there a contradiction? Have they changed their position? Are employers now allowed to cut wages?
No, they are allowed, because you see, we are talking about this is on the 4,000 and below, especially we talk about 4,000 and above those employees. I think that part they allow the employee to negotiate with the staff. You know, they can take cut pay or they can take unpaid leave, or they can take their annual leave, or this is the main idea, so that they negotiate, the employer can employee to negotiate that either they can pay later when the company make profit, whatever balance they can pay him back, or the other option they can use is like share option. No, because they are the higher pay, so they are the company management staff. So hopefully, you know, the company can negotiate with the staff those the extra payment the company did not pay can convert into the share later on, you know. So all this, a lot of option for the employer and employee to negotiate on how to pass, work together and pass over this economy crisis or the COVID crisis.
Very quickly, Michael, what do you think will happen to SMEs if there is an extension of the MCO?
Definitely, SME, after this, you know, whatever government already come out the assistance or subsidy for the SME, I think SME should immediately take their own action, immediately take the initiative and innovate and look into their business, how to transform their business and move into the digital, use technology and go online. So we also propose the government allow the SME, whoever do online business, whether they are essential good or not. You know, currently the only government only allow essential good online business to go on. But other than that, we hope that the government also can open up to allow those SME transform using digitals to do business, and any product they sell online, they are allowed to do that, and also include the export. So we hope that the SME can find a way to overcome their financial crisis. Mm. Then plus, we hope that if it's going to extend, we hope the government can come in as additional package to assist the SME, you know, to prolong the MCO.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight and sharing your insights and your initial thoughts on this Prihatin Plus package. We're going to take a quick break. After this, we'll be speaking to Professor Terence Gomez of University of Malaya. So stay tuned.